What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Wise Guys. It's Geek and Cuz back together again. Another season of bets coming your way. Now, Cuz, I was just before the show, I put in all my bets. And now I want to know, after I get the plays from you, if I'm going to have regrets.
All right. I like it, buddy.
I think it might happen because we'll see. We'll see, but I'm excited. NFL week one. Let me ask you before we get into the games themselves. Do you treat week one any different than other weeks? You know, it's a little weird. Not a ton of practice time. QBs, maybe offense is a little off.
Yeah, I do. Do you
kind of treat it different?
Yeah, really the first 2 weeks. You really got to be careful. Unless you feel strongly about plays. Like, there's a couple games I really like because there's a couple teams that I'm really bullish on. But you got to see them, man. You got to see him. Like, look at college football. Let me just use that as an example real quick. So, look at Clemson the other night going down to Duke, right? Like, that's a big deal, man. Like, you got to see. People love Clemson this year. They were very high on him. And, in fact, their quarterback from last year, DJ, goes to Oregon State, has a 5-touchdown game. And meanwhile, the new quarterback for Clemson can't do anything against Duke. So you got to see a team. And, you know, college is a little bit more volatile, but you still got to see what they're like. And you nailed it when it comes to, you know, training camp, preseason, who's playing, who's not. Like, Jalen Hurts, you know, we're in Philadelphia, and Jalen Hurts didn't play the entire preseason. So, you know, you have to factor in all that stuff.
And they added rules also, and this has been a few years now. They added the non-contact and practice rules, the limitation of how much you can legitimately practice. So, yeah, I think that affects, especially quality offenses, kind of get in their groove.
Yeah, and that's the Eagles. You got to get into a rhythm.
Yeah.
You know, now the Eagles, will they be into a rhythm, you know, by second quarter, second half, you know, week two? Like, you know, you have to figure out. Like, you know, some of these teams are really good. Like, I know the Eagles are good. It's just a matter of, you know, when will they click and when will they be in a rhythm? And I think that's the biggest thing. I just, you know, you never go crazy early. I know you're like, everybody's excited. It's back.
Well, that's what it is, too.
You get the itch and you just want to fire in. Just be smart.
Yeah, I'm excited.
There's a couple games I like, so yeah.
Now, remember, you're watching the Wise Guys. This is brought to you by the Sharp app, where you get all the tools you need to crush your bets, not just picks and from pros and top players or myself, Gargano, and our whole team, but tools, data-driven tools to help you drive your betting decisions. And the Proptimizer, which is our premier tool, it is live for NFL Week 1. I'm already picking prop bets out of it. We have the ultimate player projection model, but today we're focusing on the games, cousin. Let's get into it. First game on the slate, Thursday Night Football, Lions at the Chiefs. Kelce, hyperextended knee. We're sitting here on Tuesday, Wednesday. We're not sure if he's going to play. The line has moved as if to say he will not play. This line was at -7. It's now at -5. So we had a little bit of movement on the line. No Kelce. Not sure who they're going to go to. What's going on?
You all of a sudden you take Kelce off that offense, and you know that's no Hill now, no Kelce. He may still play, so just be careful. Either way, I like the Lions. I was like really on. I love the Lions at 6.5. That's where I saw it, and now like you said, it's down to 5. I like Detroit. I just think Detroit. I don't like the way Kansas City's coming into this thing. I know that their defense. You're missing Chris Jones. It's a big loss up front. I just love the Lions. I think I'm going to buy the hype with Detroit, and I think they're going to score. They're going to move the football. I think you're getting – I love grabbing anywhere above 3.
I mean, obviously, the challenge with Kansas City is they score fast when they're on their game, and it's tough. It's a tough scene, but – we're at +5 right now. So Lions is the play. First game. I'm not going to argue with it. Lions offense is really good. They could get out to a big start. They could get that first
game, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I could see it. And again, Kelce being out is a huge blow. Sky Moore and Martez Valdez-Scantling will be the starting duo at wide receiver.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I like them, but you know, I like Sky a little bit, but like these are as unproven as it gets, cuz. So a little dangerous for that Chiefs offense. We'll see how they do. We'll see how they do. Or Kelsey will play and all bets are off.
It doesn't, with or without Kelsey, I love Detroit. I mean, I make them a play. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's a play, and I'd sprinkle some on the money line. Like, I could see Detroit having a big game.
DraftKings has
like,
a
actually, promotion. Like, winning, like, where you could go, like, pizza bet and take the Lions minus, you know, six.
I like it. You know, DraftKings has a promo bet going on this one where if you take Lions money line, if they go up by seven at any point during the game, they cash it for you. You win the bet. So if the Lions get that first touchdown, boom, cashed it. Plus, you're going to cash a plus 140, plus 185 at this moment.
Dude, I like him. I like him.
I like play.
No matter what, not getting cute, anything. I think they have a real chance to win the game. And I just think it's that Super Bowl hangover. They're great. Listen, Kansas City's a great team. But I'm telling you, Detroit is live, and they're gonna. You watch, they're gonna win the game.
I love it. I love the confidence. I get excited on a Cuz play. I'm excited for that confidence. I didn't have a play on this game, so I'm glad I don't have a side. So I'm joining you. You know how I do it. Of course, I'm joining you. Kidding me? I like making money. I like winning. All right, let's go to the second game. This is another one. I don't have a play on this game, but it's the Panthers at the Falcons. You know, the debut of Bryce Young, the debut sort of Des Ridder at the helm for the Falcons. Kind of, I think he played a game last year, but we haven't really seen him. We certainly haven't seen Bryce Young. The Falcons are home 3.5-point favorites. Bijan Robinson coming out, going to run all over those Panthers.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it's a fun game to watch just because of the rookies. I have no interest there. If anything, I fade the first year starters. I would go in and fade all of them. I have no interest in
back. I have a little of that. We can't really fade either. You know, we got to fade both of these guys.
Well, that's why I have no interest in the game. I really don't. Ridder's got, you know, obviously more than Young, but I got no interest in this game. I can't read it, and I don't know how good Carolina's going to be. I don't like them, you know, off the jump. So it's a team you want to watch. Like, this is where, you know, the other advice that I'm really going to give is trust your eyes, man. Watch as much football as you can because your eyes will tell you the story.
Best homework ever right there.
It's the truth, man. You watch this stuff, you're going to see it. I mean, honestly, that's my biggest advantage has always been I watch as much as I can. We break down tape, all that stuff. And I just think that's the most important thing.
Man, like I said, you give me that homework assignment, I'll do it all day. I'll go right back to Cuz school of watching football. Yeah, yes, please. Right? So, yeah, that's a tough one. I think the Falcons will kind of be good this year. I do think they're a better team. But I'm not going to be picking them to cover 3.5. Two bad teams. First debut. Let's move on. Texans, Ravens. Ravens are minus 10. The debut of the new look offense, the widespread offense for the Ravens. What's the offensive coordinator? I keep forgetting his name. The new offensive coordinator, Mutton. I can't remember his name. But the Ravens' new offensive coordinator, big time air it out guy. Then we got the Texans.
I love Baltimore. I think they're going to be fun. I think this new offense is going to generate a lot of points. I think it's legit. Now, I'm not interested in laying 10, all right? But I do think that they're going to score a lot of points, and I think it's legit. So, you know, Todd Monken is the guy.
Monken, there it is. Yeah, Monken. The Monken offense.
Yeah, And look, I want to see Lamar run that offense. I like Zay Flowers. Like, there's a lot of things I like about. And if I was going to lay it, I mean, 10's tough though. Like, you know, I mean, if it was 7.5, 8.5, I would do a teaser. you know, but I'm going to pass some big spreads when you haven't seen the team. I mean, that to me is foolish.
Yeah. I'm just not laying the 10. More important to me is I'm not interested in getting the 10 with Houston either. I don't want anything riding on Houston. So it just basically is a stay away spot. I don't know how to play this. I like J.K. Dobbins to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I like the Ravens offense. I think the Ravens offense is going to be, it's going to be fun. You know, I think Lamar at the helm, I think it's going to be fun. But again, it would be Ravens or no play. And that's a rule for me. Never to lay double digits week one. I think that's ridiculous.
Bengals at the Browns. Browns are at home, 2.5-point underdogs here. I want to know if you kind of put any stock into the fact that the Browns have kind of owned the Bengals a little bit, specifically Joe Burrow. They've held him down quite a bit. They've done good against Joe Burrow. Flip side, Browns rush defense was horrific last year, but they have a new defensive coordinator. I don't know that you can really carry that forward. They've changed defensive philosophies this season. They were doing a lot. They'll be in man coverage a ton in this game. Jamar Chase, hello, he's going to smash. But as far as he's going to smash, you do not man cover Jamar Chase. That is just the worst call. But this is a man coverage.
I mean, they'll give him safety help. They have to.
Yeah, I hope they better do something. His rating against man coverage is, I think, second or third in the league.
But
as far as this game goes, Bengals 2.5-point road favorites here. The injury to Burrow, he's fine. I don't know. How do you go here? I mean, the we haven't seen Deshaun Watson sort of look like the old version yet.
Like here's the thing. I don't want to sit here and tell you that you know, it's no play. Like Deshaun Watson's a no play for him. Like I need to see what he's going to be. He didn't look in the preseason. They had joint workouts here in Philadelphia. He did not look good. So I have my concerns as to, you know, what he is. So I need to see him before I could back Cleveland. I need to see who Deshaun Watson is. And to me, it's a Cleveland line. It's, you know, Cleveland and no play, and it's no play because I have to see Deshaun Watson.
Did I ever tell you about the hopium? Smoking the hopium, cuz? Yes. The people are smoking the hopium on Deshaun Watson. We haven't seen it. We just hope. We're hoping.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, and that's why, like, again, I can't back. Like, there's a lot to like about Cleveland, right? Curious about Chubb. He should have a monster year. But if the quarterback, if he's semi-cooked, which is not impossible, then could you imagine how scary that is?
I mean, why would he be cooked? That's my whole thing. Like, what, is he all tense now because he's not getting his usual massages? What is the reason?
Dude, guys fall off mental, all the time, man.
Mental?
You know, when you don't play and you take a long time, like he didn't play. And when he came back last year, he was horrible.
He didn't look good.
So, you know, why? It's automatic. He's going to be back. I don't know. Guys fall off a cliff. Le'Veon Bell was never the same. It wasn't like he was old.
I don't know what happened to Le'Veon Bell. That was one of the most bizarre fall-offs. How about Dez Bryant just disappeared from football 1 year?
Yeah.
Wasn't even 30 yet. Like, wasn't hurt.
You got to play. I can't back Cleveland without knowing who Deshaun Watson is.
This next game, cuz, I do have a play on it, and it is one of my favorites of the weekend. So I hope you don't shoot it down, sucker bet style. We'll find out. Jaguars at the Colts. Jaguars -5. I actually got this bet in earlier when it was -3.5. It is now Jaguars -5. The Colts are debuting Anthony Richardson. No, they how do they move the football? Anthony Richardson at the helm. This guy, I love him. I like his athleticism. I like his potential. He's not ready to carry a team to a win. No Jonathan Taylor. They got nothing at running back. Deion Jackson, even Zach Moss is hurt. There's nothing going on this Colts offense other than surprises and shocks. Meanwhile, the Jaguars are a team that I love. I love their offense this year. I like their defense too. This was a trigger I pulled the second I saw it. Oh, like, what? Why is this line 3.5? It's now 5. Feel good about getting it early. But because I like it at 5. I like the Jaguars -5.
Yeah, I do too. I love Jacksonville. I do. I love it. Now, you know, there's a million ways you can do it. You could, you know, bring the line down to 3 to protect, but I don't think it's necessary. I agree with you. I'd like to fade Anthony Richardson all day long, every week. And I like Jacksonville. I love their offense. I think Lawrence becomes, you know, one of the elite players. All day long, I'm with you, brother. Don't get fooled, right? Like, I know what you're saying about the sucker bet. You know, like, I look at him.
I just want to make sure it's not a suck. At least
no, too easy. I think that's as safe as they come, man. Give me Jacksonville all day long.
I love it. All right, we're on board. We have consensus.
I love that goal.
That's
Detroit, cool. Jacksonville right now are both, you know, healthy plays.
I love it. Yeah. And I think for a few weeks, I think we'll get them a few weeks in a row too, mm-hmm. before things catch up. All right. Next up. And this is another, I think this is a bettable spot. I want your opinion on it. I did not bet it yet. Bucks at the Vikings. Bucks are +6 road underdogs in this one. 45.5 point total. And I got to tell you something, because the side I like the Bucks here. I don't think that Baker Mayfield is as bad as he is being made out to be. I think we saw with the Rams last year that he could be at least competent.
You know, that is, you know, that's a wise guy play.
There it is. That's what I'm talking about. Don don't wear shorts. They don't. Just got to learn. Got to learn it.
Yeah, it's a wise guy play. I agree with you. Listen, Tampa's not horrendous. Like, Rashad White, like, I think you're right. I do. And that Minnesota defense is tragically bad. Bad defense.
Minnesota defense.
They're dangerous. I think Tampa's the right side.
Minnesota defense is where you go when you want fantasy production from your players. Right, you're like, who's playing Minnesota this week? Oh, the Bucks. Oh shit, they have Baker Mayfield. That don't sound great. You know what? Screw it, Chris Godwin, Rashad White. I'm playing them. That's where fantasy points go to explode. They go to Vikings town. I love it. All right, I'm on board. And a wise guy play. That might be the first wise guy play I've ever gotten on the wise guys.
Yeah, dude, no, seriously, that's as sharp as they come.
That might be a first. I love it. All right, we're getting sharp plays in. We got the next game up here. And this is a close one. I don't even know who's going to win this. As a matter of fact, when I don't know who's going to win, we'd probably go with the underdog, but it's the Titans at the Saints. The Titans are +3 on the road. Saints 3-point home favorites here. Actually, it's leaning over 3. As right now, it's -120 at -3 on BetMGM. Don't ask me why I have BetMGM up. It's just
what I like New Orleans. I mean, the only problem is I look at it and, you know, Kamara's out for the first 4 games. And I look at it and to me, I'm curious to see how they're going to integrate Michael Thomas back. Like, it's some weapons now. I like the Saints a little bit. I mean, you know, it's not a sexy game. It's not a game I go, oh, I'm, you know, dying to play that one. So I'd probably leave it alone. But if I had to pick a side, I'd pick New Orleans.
I'm not excited about laying 3 against the Titans. There's no way I'm betting that side personally.
I don't like the Titans at all.
No, so I want to mention this. I don't like the Titans very much this year. Now, Vrabel pulls it out, so I don't know how he does it. But their offensive line has been revamped with less good players than what they've had. Like, they lost a bunch of their offensive linemen. And I kind of think that the best part of the Titans was the offensive line. I think we might see Derrick Henry struggle. I think I'm curious to see if the Hopkins connection is anything good. But I don't have super high hopes for that either. Tannehill and Hopkins. I don't have high hopes for it.
I go Saints are no play.
This next game, I think we're going to disagree on it on the betting side, cuz. It's the 49ers at the Steelers. And you're probably going to be right. I like the 49ers here. They're -2.5. I know you like the Steelers. I know.
Oh, sucker.
If this was game 7, I would agree that it's a sucker play. It's game 1. They're coming into play. The 49ers are not tired. They're coming to play. I don't know. I'm on the 49ers side of this. They're -2.5.
You know why? Because you like it. They got you like this from the hook.
They did. They hooked me in. First of all, they hooked me in. That's
the only line if I ever saw one. Listen, the Niners are a public team, as public as you can get.
I get it.
And you go, look at this. Magically, the Niners are less than a field goal favorite.
That's what I'm saying. It sucks you in. You're like, how could they be? They're going to win.
A really great wise guy play. And you're going to come in with the Niners?
Come on. When they win, it's going to be all.
Aurelius.
No, I cannot back. I know Pickett's going to be better this year. I don't care. I'm not backing it. I refuse. I have not seen Kenny Pickett.
Listen, I'm not telling you I would bet it. To me, it's Steelers are no play. I definitely would not take it. The Niners is, I think, the wrong side.
I already bet it.
Yes.
It's too late. The money.
Well, you got some winners to cover that loss.
That's right. We'll get the Bucks. The Bucks are going to make it back for us. But
get out of the bet if I were you.
No, I'm not. I'm rolling with it. I'm telling you, I cannot accept that the Steelers beat the 49ers in this game. I'm having a hard time with it. I'm going with it. Kenny Pickett, not that good. Maybe he's better. I don't know. I'm hearing he's got, I don't buy the camp hype. I say Kenny Pickett, still not that good. All right.
I like him. I'll be honest with you.
You know what I'm not considering? What if Brock Purdy coming off the injury is not that good? Like, I don't know. That's a possibility too. Purdy was not even supposed to play this season based on the injury.
Remember, these teams that have, that went deep into the playoffs, you're still like remnants of banged up and.
Yeah, hungover. They got the hangover.
There is like early in the season, that's a real thing.
They got the hangover.
Just saying. You know what I mean?
Because I got another team that's going to have a hard time scoring all season. That's the Cardinals. They're heading out to the Commanders.
Dude, I love Washington. Love Washington. Like, that's a legit play. So add that to the group with Jacksonville and Detroit.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm on board. I love Washington defense. Can they cover the 7? If they're going to roll out, I'm hearing that Clayton Tune is going to be the quarterback.
Yeah.
Clayton Tune?
Yes.
Fourth round rookie?
Yeah.
Commanders defense could score 21 points in this game.
I like Washington a lot. I like Washington.
Yeah.
I think Arizona's a fade all year. To me, in your survivor pools, Washington is the play.
I like it. Week 1, because there's not going to be too many opportunities
correct
to roll with the Commanders this year. Why not use it week 1? All right. I love it. We're moving through them here. Packers at the Bears, cuz this is a very close on paper game. This is another one, by the way. I do have a play here. And Bobby Wow, my boy, will not be happy with me. But Packers are +1 on the road here, cuz I like the Packers. I like the Packers. I like their defense.
I do too. Listen, I lean that way. I can't bet it because I got to see Jordan Love but I agree with you. I think that's the right side. I think people are all about Justin. They're gaga over Justin Fields and the Bears. And I think you're right. I think the Packers are the right side.
43 point total, very low for this game. I kind of like the over a little bit as well. Not so much. I think the Packers defense is really good. But I think the Bears defense has been pretty epically bad. And
got a little better, but your problem is you know better than anybody because you're such a great fantasy player. This is a game that the clock's just going to move, man. And yeah. I don't like when you got ground teams and both of them are going to run the ball and both, you know, especially the Bears with Fields, he's going to run it. I don't like going over when you got quarterbacks that run, when you got teams that run. You're right about Green Bay's defense. So don't junk it up.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not worth adding that one in. I'm down. I did not bet that, but it is interesting. But yeah, slow pace. Packers are a slow pace team regardless. Right. I don't know if that's an Aaron. Actually, we don't really know with Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers was the slowest pace quarterback pretty much in the NFL. So that one's always a little bit dangerous. Now we get to the home team. The Eagles on the road at the Patriots. Eagles now, and this is another line. This has been moving because the total came down. The total has come down a little bit, even the last couple days. I think I saw it at 47. We're down to 45. The total now Eagles -4. So Eagles favored by more. So I think originally I might have seen this at -2.5. And it's all the way up to -4. Got to bet these early. I think,
I don't know why that was ever. I saw 3.5. I never saw 2.5.
Let me see. I'm going to check on my Sharp app tracker where I got this bet. But I think it was, let me just check here. San Francisco 2.5, Washington -6, Jacksonville -3.5. Crazy. Yeah. Philly -3.5. Yeah, you're right. -3.5 on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I took the bet.
Like I have a buddy of mine who's a big whale. And he loves the under. He's been touting the under for weeks. And I think he's right. I think the under is the play in this game, even though like the Eagles are a team that move the ball and they'll score. But you got to figure a couple things. One, and it's Eagles or no play. And I like the Eagles in the game. Here's the deal. Belichick's had all offseason the game plan for the Eagles. So he's got a good defense, and you know I think they can slow it down a little bit. But again, the Patriots' offense is horrendous. The Eagles have talent on defense, so I could see the under merits a play. I still like the Eagles. I look at them and I would buy a point, take it down to 3. So if it's a field goal game, you push. I like the Eagles. I just do. I keep looking at that game, and I don't see how New England keeps it close.
The Eagles play for me is much more exactly what you just said. How are the Patriots really scoring in this game? Who are the wide receivers on that team? You know what? We can't even name them. Juju Smith-Schuster got a knee. It could explode at any second. Not very good player anyway. Then Devonta Parker. Come on. Devontae Parker.
Yeah, I look at the Eagles and I go, all right, listen, Belichick, you know, he could have some success early on. There could be a degree of rust. But how long is that offense going to keep that offense down?
The Eagles need to stop the run in this game.
Smith, Goddard, Swift, behind a great offensive line, Jalen. I mean, come on.
You think Swift is going to be good this year?
I do.
Is he a fantasy asset that I should have acquired? I'm worried about the thing.
He's not going to get the volume as a ball carrier because the Eagles are run by committee. So the running back room is really hard. Like from a fantasy standpoint, they were easier with Sanders, but I think Swift will be the top guy, but Penny's going to get carries. Gainwell's going to get carries. Scott's going to get carries. So I don't think, you know, I would stay away from, you know, Swift. Swift's his biggest thing will be catching the ball out of the backfield.
I think
the Eagles never did last year.
I think he's going to get like a Tariq Cohen level pop off game here and there. You know, he'll do it, but inconsistent. Very bad for fantasy.
Again, he's going to be the guy catching the ball out of the backfield.
Yeah, I like it. All right, couple games left here in the. In the main card, the big one of the week. Actually, this is no. I'm going to I'm not to that one yet. We're at the Raiders at the Broncos, which is an exciting game, but not the big explosive point scoring game of the week. Listen, the Raiders now with Jimmy G at the helm, we'll see how he does. I'm not sure that's any different from what they had with Derek Carr. I kind of think it's a lateral move. I am hearing big things or high expectations about the Broncos leveling up this season. Got Sean Payton in there. Payton will know what to do with Russ. No Jerry Jeudy in this game, so we're going to see and probably a banged up.
I like the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders are getting 3.5 here.
I like the Raiders.
Raiders.
The only thing that scares me is their defense, but I look at them and I like their. I think they have some weapons. I'll take the Raiders. I wouldn't make it those other games we have three, I think so far, three big plays. I would put the Eagles as I would make the Eagles. I would put them up there too. I would add it as a fourth play, but I like Raiders. To me, I like the Raiders, but you know, it's not a XL bet.
Not an official, but we'll call it a minor bet.
It's a smaller unit bet. Like, you know,
I don't think the Raiders.
I'm curious because I'm still not sold that Peyton's going to turn that team around overnight.
That's really what you have to see. Listen, the Broncos could not stop the run last year. That was a weakness of theirs. You know, Josh Jacobs comes in. He could tear up this team single-handedly. But with that being said, at plus 3.5, it's in that zone where if I'm taking a team plus, I really want them. I want to feel that they're going to win the game. I'm not a confident that the Raiders win this game guy. I think it's going to be a close game. I think these are division rivals and they're going to play it close. And you probably want the 3.5 because it's probably fallen within that. But I would also say, I don't know that I think the Raiders will win, but I agree with you. I think they can keep it close enough. I think Jimmy G is better than he's getting credit for. I'm just like, I do too.
I like him better than Carr. You said it's a lateral move. I'm not a big Carr guy, but you know,
they're kind of the same shit. They're kind of the same.
I'm not gonna down that hill. Yeah. I just think I think Jimmy G's more of a winner.
He has one more. That's for sure.
I'm not the biggest Carr fan.
Because this next game is I'm gonna call it from the date games, the game of the week. We got the Dolphins heading out to LA to take on the Chargers. The Dolphins installed here as 3-point road underdogs, with the Chargers coming in as 3-point home favorites, right? Tua's back, healthy, right? Not much going on at the running game for the Dolphins. Raheem Mostert going to take the load here. Chargers bringing back the whole offense. They add Quentin Johnson in the offseason. But the rest of the whole crew,
by the way.
Quentin looks good, but we'll see, right? He's a first-round draft pick. You know, they picked him. They think he's good. And that's all that matters. We'll see how that turns out. Listen, Keenan Allen ain't getting any younger. Is he 31, 32 at this point? But he's still out there. So I know you love the Chargers this season, but this game at home.
I love him in this game.
You like him here.
Miami? Are you on Miami?
I did not bet this. No, but I would not bet the Chargers. I think Miami could win it.
I don't.
There it is. I know you love the Chargers this year. Going in. Am I putting this down as an official cuz play?
Yes.
Taking the -3 on the Chargers. There we go.
Yep. No, and it's serious play. I'm not, no joke. I love them in this game. I think they're going to be really good. And I think Herbert is light years better than Tua.
Yeah, I mean, he's looked better, but Tua has looked great. I don't know. I like Tua. I'm worried about Tua's concussion.
He's got a rag arm.
Listen, the rag arm was putting up monster numbers. I mean,
yeah, he's got Tyreek Hill. You got Hill and Waddle.
He's got weapons like nobody's. You know, you give me Hill and Waddle.
I love the Chargers, dude. I love it. You want to go Butler?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm going. I'm Butler in this one.
I can tell you're all about. I can tell you're on the fins.
I do. I like the fins. All right. First Butler bet of the season.
I love the Chargers.
We're going against the spread. Chargers, Miami. All right. There we go. All right. People don't know because at the end of the season, when I lose the Butler bets, I wind up Butler for a day at the Gargano household, just driving the kids around. Freaking practice. Baseball practice. What's up? So there we go. I like it. It's a good spot for a Butler because I do like the Dolphins, and I think their defense is better than people think. I think their defense might be very good.
Listen, they're a good team. Their defense is decent. I love the Chargers. I'm very high on them this year.
Here's what's going to happen in this game, cuz. You're going to be feeling good. The Chargers are going to go up 27-3 and you're about to have a fucking Butler bet. And then it's going to be the second half and you're like, how come their offense can't get a first down? And it's just going to be a whole second half of futility. Classic Herbert like style. 12, okay. That's how he does it. That's how Herbert does it. He just falls apart in the second
half. That's not Herbert. That's the coach.
That's that horrible coach. Brandon Staley. He's still there.
I know. But Herbert is legit.
You got the hopium. You're smoking the hopium.
No. For Herbert. There's no hope there. I know. I see it in my eyes. He's a terrific quarterback.
All right. Rams at the Seahawks, right? This game looked a lot scarier when Cooper Kupp was going to play. But now it looks, and we don't know for sure. I think this line moves when you find out Kupp is not playing. But right now it's +5.5 Rams at Seattle. I would have liked the Rams in this spot getting the 5.5, cuz I was about it until Cooper Kupp hurt his hammy. This team cannot move the foot. They don't have anybody else. They don't have anyone. No Kupp, no win.
Yeah, I can only look at it. To stay away.
No bet.
It's Seattle or nobody. I would never back the Rams. I don't know what the Rams are going to be, man. I can't back them. And not in this game. I'm talking about this whole season.
Well,
I mean, Stafford is on borrowed time.
Will happen, but that first game when they're healthy, I thought we could
tease.
I thought we could have snuck a couple of Rams plays in there.
Yeah, but nah.
No go.
I'm out on this game. I don't like it.
Sunday Night Football. You're going to like this one. Cowboys at the Giants. Cowboys 3-point road favorites. Cowboys add Brandon Cook. Get rid of and add by subtraction. Getting Zeke. Rid of Zeke, who was slowing that offense down and ruining them.
I think Brandon Cooks is a big deal.
Well, they needed that second guy.
Yeah.
They really have had a hard time filling the role of WR2. Michael Gallup's fine. Some of these other guys are fine, but they haven't been able to fill that role. I think Brandon Cooks is going to be very good with them this year, and it hurts CeeDee Lamb a little bit from a fantasy perspective. Not too much, but just a little bit. But as far as this game goes, because a lot of people high on the Giants this year, I am a fan of Daniel Jones. You know this. I like Danny Dimes. Danny Dime a dozen. But I don't know. Tough spot.
There's no way you like the Giants in this game.
No, I'm not betting this. No way.
I like Dallas.
Yeah.
It legit like Dallas in the game.
Yeah, I think that's the right
call. I hate the Cowboys.
So. Just because I like Dimes as my fantasy quarterback doesn't mean, I think the Giants have a shot to beat Dallas in general, but opening day. I'm not betting it.
Yeah, to me, it's the Cowboys are no play. I kind of like Dallas in the game, but if you got to play, it's an island play? Game.
-3
I'd take Dallas.
-3 Mm-hmm. It's Monday Night Football, cuz. The debut of Aaron Rodgers, Aaron. The connection, the new connection, Aaron Rodgers, Garrett Wilson. It's the new Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers connection all over again. The preseason, those two, it's like they went out in the woods together, did some mushroom stuff, bonded, come back to the team.
Well, they weren't in Running Man.
They're of the same mind now. I don't know what went on. Those two, they got it already together. Randall Cobb, you know, Aaron got all the old familiar faces back on the team. Even Ty Montgomery, they're like, you know what? You can come too.
Yeah, listen, I'm buying your Jets.
Can they beat the Bills minus 2.5 at home opening night?
No, I don't. Again, I'm buying the Jets for the year with Rodgers. I can't, in good conscience, tell you that they're going to win week one. I think people are sleeping on Buffalo, too. I think people have Bills fatigue. I think people look at the Bills and go, and all they see is getting boat raced by Cincinnati in the snow. And they lost all faith in Buffalo. And as much as I love Rodgers, I'm not playing that game. I'm watching it and enjoying it. And it could be a high scoring game. It could be a lot of fun. I think your DFS, you know, that'll be a blast. Right.
I can't wait for the showdown breakdown for that
one. Yeah. That's a great one. I think, you know, I could just say it. You take Garrett Wilson who's your captain.
I'm going to make one argument for this game. And because normally I did bet the Bills.
You bet Buffalo?
I did bet Buffalo here.
You're a Jets fan.
If I let my fandom interfere with my money, I would be a very poor man because I've been a violation for all these years. But here's the one scenario.
You know what the rule is, dude? You know what the rule is?
What's the rule?
Is this. Yeah, you're kind of right. Never get high on your own supply.
That too.
You never bet against your team unless your team is in tank mode or your team needs to fire the coach or the GM and you know they're bad, then and you know it because you know your team better than anybody, then you capitalize. But not in a year where your team has all these high hopes. That's a violation.
I don't care. I bet the money. But I'm going to make an argument for the Jets here after having bet the Bills. The only way I really see the Jets being really relevant in this game is this. Again, we talked about week one. The offense is maybe coming out a little sluggish, haven't had as much practice time, where the defenses usually are pretty sharp. And I could see a Jets defense just kind of making it slow, making it ugly, shutting them down. Jets offense getting shut down too because Bills defense is really good. And it's just this low scoring game. And at that point, one fumble, like what we saw in the playoffs with the Bills, they're driving at the end. They're going to win the game. And then, oops, you know, he tosses it to the wrong guy. Interception, game over. Like, it's like the Bills should have won, but some weird, like, fumble happens. You know, they're about to score on the goal line. The ball squeaks out, and the Jets luck into a win. I could see it going that way. Yeah, I don't see the Jets dominating these guys.
Yeah, I feel you. Like the Jets defense. I think the Jets have good defense.
Elite defense. Their defense is going to be great. Their defense will slow the Bills down. Like, that's how good they are. Stephon Diggs, he's not going to torch Sauce guard. Sauce?
Right.
No one's torching the Sauce.
Right.
Jets have eliteness all over the place. I mean, their team is really, really good defensively. That's what's going to carry the team. Everybody's excited about Aaron Rodgers. It's not Aaron Rodgers. It's the defense. Jets only needed a C, and they got a B+ at quarterback. With a C, they're doing well. So they're going to win some games, but I was kind of going with I think the Bills resurge this year, and they're getting a little disrespected here. Just as this slight road favorite. So there we go, guys. Wise guys with you all season long. You got to like, subscribe to the channel, and of course, get signed up at Sharp. You get access to the Proptimizer, our tools. You could see the bets we're putting in as you're looking through the games. You get every market. So one of the big things, cuz, on the Sharp app, let me pop this up here. I'm going to show you this seriously at the end of the show, because you haven't seen it, cuz. You got to see this. Wait, let me put you over there. There we go. Actually, wait. Over there. There we go. But check this out. You want a better prop? So we're looking at San Francisco Pittsburgh game, right? And real quick, I could see all the props on the game. So here's Brock Purdy rushing yards, Christian McCaffrey receiving yards. I click plus. I can get all the books that have this prop, but also we've got our projections built into this tool, right? You see your edge again from the book odds to our projections. We turn everything into a number. We make it really, really easy to quickly research your plays, what props you want to play. Boom. You know, if I like this game, if I look at all games, you know, I'm just real quick finding spots.
That's fantastic.
Like Des Ridder over 180.5 yards, and we got him projected for well over 200. You know, that's a smash spot. On tomorrow's game, Justin Watson, this is a big one. You play the under on total receiving yards. Just shows we're projecting him for 10. Guys, the total is 15.5, and you want to do it on BetMGM. That's the best book. Finding the best spot for your prop is critical. Oh, you got to do it, cuz. Because I've done this for long enough. You go to the wrong book, it's 14.5 instead of 16.5, and you hit 15, and you're like, oh, I'm such an idiot. If I just would have bet the same bet, like at the better spot. So props are different at every sports book. You need this type of tool to let you know where to go. So make sure to get signed up at Sharp App. Access the Proptimizer tool. Subscribe to the channel all season long.
It's money.
Going to be printing all season long. And here, who we got today? So we've got Jaguars, Washington.
Lions. Jaguars, Washington, Eagles.
Tampa, and wise guy bet.
Yeah, I like Tampa's wide bet. Yep.
Butler bet. Chargers.
And I love the Chargers, yep.
Cuz on the Chargers, I'm on the Dolphins. Those are your official plays from the wise guys. NFL Week 1, we'll be back.
I like
with
the Cowboys,
you.
Too. So.
You official play, Cowboys?
Yeah.
I'm writing it in. Next week, we'll see how we did, and we'll be back with another week of smashing. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next time.